Namo Buddhaya. Welcome back to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. The monks here are so happy to get to spend time with you now. It's really hard to find people in the world who are interested in learning and practicing the Dhamma. We love that you care enough about your future that you would spend time listening to these teachings. Do you have a gatekeeper at your house? A gatekeeper is a common way that people protect themselves, because a gatekeeper only lets in the people who are friendly and helpful. Well, there's an even more important gatekeeper that the Supreme Buddha taught us about. Today, we'll learn all about that kind of gatekeeper. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Buddha Nusati, recollection on the qualities of the Supreme Buddha. Now we're going to sit quietly and think about the excellent qualities of the Supreme Buddha. This is actually something that he encouraged us to do, and as a meditation, it works really well to make our minds calm and concentrated. Supreme Buddhas are unique in the world because they're the only ones that have all of these qualities we're going to think about now. We do this recollection in brief when we recite the Itipisogata, but now we'll do it in detail. So, close your eyes and sit quietly. Try not to move so that our minds can become still. Now, think in this way.
My great teacher, Gautama Buddha, eradicated passion, hatred and delusion. Supreme Buddha eradicated the desire for seeing forms, eradicated the desire for hearing sounds, eradicated the desire for smelling odors, eradicated the desire for tasting flavors, eradicated the desire for touching tangibles, eradicated the desire for thinking thoughts. In this way, the great teacher, Supreme Buddha, is an Arahant. Supreme Buddha realized the Four Noble Truths without anyone's help, achieved true happiness. In this way, the great teacher is a Sammasambuddha. Supreme Buddha saw the passing away of other beings. Supreme Buddha recollected past lives, saw the passing away of other beings, purified the mind from all taint, developed great virtue, concentration and wisdom. In this way, the great teacher is Vijacharana Sampanno, Supreme Buddha, followed the Noble Path and achieved true happiness, achieved Nibbana. In this way, the great Buddha is Sugato, my great teacher, Supreme Buddha, understood all worlds and escaped from all worlds. In this way, the great Buddha is Lokavidu, Supreme Buddha, tamed others' mind with supernatural powers by reading others' mind, by preaching the Dhamma, became an incomparable teacher. In this way, the great Buddha is Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati, Supreme Buddha became a great teacher for gods and humans. In this way, the great Buddha became a Satta Deva Manusanam, Supreme Buddha taught the sublime Dhamma without holding anything back. In this way, the great Buddha is Buddha, is Buddha, my great teacher, Gautama Buddha, obtained these unique qualities, became a Bhagavan, my great teacher. Gautama Buddha is a Bhagavan. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Meritorious children, do you have gatekeepers at your home, in your house? Some children, they have gatekeepers to protect their house. Some, when they can't hire a gatekeeper or a guardman, they fix a CCTV camera and they will see from the TV when a person comes to the gate, and if you know that person, you will take him. If he doesn't know that person, whoever came to your gate, you will think twice and go to the gate and talk to him and ask, why did you come? So even if you fix a CCTV camera, or even if you keep a security guard at your gate, why do we keep such a person? Why do we have a security guard? Why do we keep a gatekeeper? Think, children, just for one purpose. To take the right people inside and not to take the wrong people inside the house. So, just imagine, in a house there is no security guard, no CCTV cameras, the gate is also open. Then what happens? Dogs will come inside the house. Stray dogs, street dogs, all will come inside. And they will mess the dustbin, and they will make the garden ugly, they will untidy the place. So, when there is no gatekeeper or a security guard, there is no protection for the house. Do you understand that, children? If there is no security guard and there is no one protecting the house, there is no protection for the house. And when there is no protection for the house, will there be a protection for the people? No protection for the people. So then thieves can come in. Thieves can come in and steal things from the house. So you will lose things in your house very fast. Doesn't it happen, children? That will happen. So now you know, when you have a guard keeper, now you know the advantages of having a guard, a security guard, a gatekeeper, and the disadvantages of not having a gatekeeper or a security guard. So now here we are going to learn not about the ordinary security guards. Here we are going to talk about a wonderful security guard, a wonderful gatekeeper for our mind. Children, why do we need a security guard or a gatekeeper for our mind? Why, in the mind, we have good thoughts and bad thoughts. So when you have bad thoughts, we will do bad things. We will hurt others. We will harm others. So when we harm others, what will others do for us? Others also will harm us. So when others harm us, if we try to harm others, what will happen to us? The problems will increase in life. So to deal with the good thoughts and the bad thoughts, we also need a good security guard. And that security guard is known as what? In the Buddha's teachings, that security guard, that gatekeeper is known as one thing, that is mindfulness. So when you have mindfulness, that will help you to abandon the bad thoughts and develop good thoughts. So, do we have that gatekeeper so far? Have we developed that gatekeeper in our life? No. Very few children, they are the ones who have been learning Dhamma for a long period. But lot of children, lot of parents, they don't have a gatekeeper for their mind. So external gatekeepers, today we might have, tomorrow we might not have. If your gatekeeper go on a holiday, if he take a leave, if he fall sick, what happens? Yeah. So the gatekeeper for our mind, we can have always. Why? Mindfulness, if you develop mindfulness, mindfulness will be with you forever until you attain Nibbana. So the only reason that you will not have mindfulness is the time that you are not paying attention to your actions that you perform in life. So the only thing that we should do is, without paying anyone, we should have mindfulness. So mindfulness is the thing. Mindfulness is a thing that helps you to separate good thoughts and bad thoughts and totally abandon the bad thoughts and develop wholesome thoughts. Develop wholesome thoughts until you attain Nibbana. So, children, Buddha taught a nice simile to practice mindfulness. Buddha said, just imagine a man has a pot on his head. Just imagine now there's a man who has a pot, a clay pot, filled with oil to the surface of the pot. Imagine there is a pot filled with oil to the surface. And another man is following that person who's carrying a pot at the back with a sharp sword, with a sharp sword. And the responsibility is, the task is, the man who's carrying the pot filled with oil shouldn't spill a single drop of oil. So if he spills a single drop of oil, the man at the back will slaughter him. And children, on what kind of occasion he shouldn't spill oil? Just imagine, Buddha says, now there's a man carrying a pot of oil filled to the surface. A man is following him with a sharp sword, a strong one. Then all of a sudden, the man who is carrying this pot, he sees a young girl dancing for a beautiful drum beat. A girl dancing for some amazing music. There are people playing a flute, there are people playing flutes, then there are people drumming, then people are playing various musical instruments to make her dance very well. So now that man who's carrying a pot of oil, or carrying a pot filled with oil, sees this girl dancing. Now children, won't he look that? He would look. But Buddha said, for the monks should practice mindfulness just as a man who's passing a place where, just as a man carrying a pot of oil on his head, passing a place where a girl is dancing for a beautiful music. And he shouldn't spill a single drop of oil. What do you think about that task? Is it easy, children? Is it easy to do? No, it's difficult. But Buddha told, for the monks, just as a man who's carrying a pot of oil without spilling while he's seeing a girl dancing for a beautiful music, just as that, without spilling a single drop of oil, just as that, the monks should practice. And the arahants in the past, they practiced mindfulness just like a man was carrying a pot of oil without spilling a single drop. So like that, we should have mindfulness, children. Ongoing mindfulness, always. So always you should be thinking, before you talk to someone, while you're talking to someone, after you talk to someone, you should always think whether it was good or bad, whether it was in a right way or a wrong way. When you talk to teachers, you should be very careful. You can't talk to your teachers like you're talking to your friends. You can't talk to your mother and father just like you're talking to a friend. You can't talk to your grandparents just like you're talking to a friend. And there's a way to talk to your friends as well. And also, when you talk to your workers, you might have servants at home. You might have people who has been helping you when your mother was not with you. When your mother goes to work until she comes back home, you might have people at home to take care of you. For them, you should talk to them respectable, in a respectable way, with loving kindness. So we should have mindfulness always, children. When you have mindfulness, you will also develop other good qualities like loving kindness, compassion, not being jealous of others, equanimity, generosity, seeing good in others, talking good of others. So children, today we learn about mindfulness. And you know the simile, right? Like whom we should practice loving kindness? Like whom we should practice mindfulness? Just as a man is carrying a pot of oil without spilling, even while seeing a girl dancing. Like that, we should practice mindfulness. So we bless you, children, wholeheartedly. May you have the opportunity to practice mindfulness diligently. wholeheartedly and attain the bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, 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 Namo Buddhaya.
Teri Gata. Verses of Arahat Nuns.
I couldn't bear the pain of my son's death. I went crazy and lost my mindfulness. I didn't even wear clothes. With a messy head of hair, I wandered here and there. I lived on heaps of rubbish in the streets, in cemeteries, and on highways. I wandered like this for 3 years, suffering from hunger and thirst. One day, I saw the Supreme Buddha entering the city of Mithila. I saw the supremely enlightened Buddha, the tamer of the untamed beings and the one who has no fear at all. With that sight, I regained my mind and came to my senses. I went to the Buddha and worshipped him. Gautama Supreme Buddha showed pity on me and preached the Dhamma to me. Having heard the excellent Dhamma, I became a nun. Following the Supreme Teacher's instruction, I attained the bliss of Nibbana. All grief has been cut out and completely eliminated. I have comprehended all those objects that arise from grief. These verses were said by Arahant Nun Vasithi.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Remember the gatekeeper we learned about? Mindfulness. When we have good mindfulness, then we only let the things into our mind that are beneficial and keep out the things that are harmful. Could you draw a picture of that? I know that you're creative, and drawing a picture can help you remember and teach others. So, now let's share merits. Today, in this short period of time, we've done many wholesome actions by body, speech, and mind. You've gone for refuge, you took the precepts again, you did Buddha Anusati meditation, you listened to a sermon, and we listened to verses from an Arahant Nun. So, when we do these things, we like for others to also have happy minds remembering these wholesome actions. So, may all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit. May our teachers, our parents, our relatives, our friends, may they all have happy minds thinking about these wholesome actions. Through the power of this rejoicing, through the power of this merit, may they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.